Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Luna Azul Tequila and Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air.
Thank you so much, Miller Ann. For those that missed it, I made a big announcement at 7:15 this morning. And my big announcement is this. Our Hollywood buddy Dax Shepard is coming in town on August 18th. It's a Saturday night, and at 8:30 on August 18th, at the Majestic Theater, he and I are going to appear together and do an episode of his Armchair Expert podcast. And I'm very excited about that. And tickets go on sale in just 45 minutes for this big event.
All right.
45 minutes at 10 a.m. That's when they release tickets. So make plans to join Dax and myself on August 18th. It's going to be fun. And who knows what other special guest may show up that night? Who knows?
Who knows?
All right, before we get to your phone calls at 888-787-1310, you want to hear some more fun audio from the past as I organize my external hard drives and combine them, and I'm finding all sorts of audio that I hadn't heard in years and thought was lost.
You bet.
Yes.
Okay. This is when Norm had Bob Ortegal on.
Like him to say something that he doesn't mean. So,
and this is right after Bob Ortegal, I think, lost his gig. So,
I don't know where that goes.
I want to make this plain that this next and final question comes from me to my friend Bob Ortegal. I've known.
This confuses me so much. Because Norm has Bob Ortegal on his show.
Right.
And he wants to clarify to Bob Ortegal that Norm himself is going to ask this next question.
We've been listening to the show. We know who's hosting and who the guest is.
Norm does such ridiculous overstage setting.
Question comes from...
Okay.
I don't know where that goes.
I want to make this plain that this next and final question comes from me to my friend Bob Ortegal. I've known you for a long time. You are.
If you've known him for such a long time, why'd you mispronounce his last name there? Call him Article.
Cool, and you believe in the good soldier approach to all this. I know I did a job for 15 years here and loved it, and then didn't get to continue doing it in another sport, and it hurt. Does this hurt? Bob?
Yes.
Does it hurt?
Oh, yeah, it hurts. Of course. I'm not going to be in denial about this thing. Yeah, it hurts. I'll miss it.
Does it hurt?
Yes. It's over and it's done, and you can't dwell on it. I mean, you can't stay there.
Does it hurt?
Okay, all right.
Okay. You have done a little editing.
Okay, there's a little editing there at the end.
But there was
this long pause, and he had to go, Bob?
Bob?
What? Does it hurt? Does it hurt? I want to make it very plain that this next question is being asked by me.
Why would he say that?
Because he's Norm, and he gets that overly bittersweet, dramatic funeral home manner to him.
I want to make it very clear.
Very clear and plain.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Next and final question. It's just oversetting.
Norm that one time said, let me pre-say.
Yeah, that one still drives me crazy.
Yes. Pre-say.
Let me just pre-say that, not say, he wanted to pre-say something. And if he meant, I want to say something before I get into this topic, then we already know that you're saying it before you're getting into the topic, because we go by the same measure of time you do.
Right.
You're saying this before you're getting to that topic.
Right.
Let me just pre-say. It's ridiculous.
I want to make this plain that this next and final question comes from me to my friend Bob Ortegal. I've known you for a long time.
Bob Ortegal. All right. So I thought that was a little bit of fun, funny right there. And a little quick hit musical note, Giorgio.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I think this is good news. Apparently, Cher was talking to Kathy Lee Gifford recently and indicated that she may be giving us a whole album of ABBA covers. Cher.
I can't imagine anything worse than that.
Singing ABBA.
ABBA with the Cher voice. Please.
Gosh.
That was a weird Cher.
Spare me.
How about give it a chance? Let
no.
it come out first before you review it. So you can't think of anything worse than
she
Cher.
She has a weird voice.
Who?
Cher.
I want to hear a little more Cher.
Yeah, let's hear some more fake Cher.
Nobody wants to hear fake Cher.
What the hell just happened?
Monday, 8:40.
Okay, I think I have something that's worse than Cher doing an entire album of ABBA covers. That is Cher doing an entire album of ABBA covers with guest singer Coco.
That would be worse.
On it,
yes.
And each new song introduced by fake Woody Allen.
Oh, God.
Is that your ultimate kryptonite?
Oh my gosh,
would that,
yes.
That would kill you.
That it would.
This would next implode. Song is, you know, like, you know, Fernando. You know, it's Fernando. Why? What is?
Oh, God. Son? Please kill yourself.
The dancing queen. I've always wondered, you know, who is the dancing queen? Is Sun Yi, you know, going to be a dancing queen?
Always a Sun Yi reference.
Even, you know, what do we, you know, dance partner Kierkegaard, you know.
Always a Kierkegaard
maybe
reference.
David Hume. Marrying some sort of Aristotelian knowledge to understand the question.
God.
You can dance.
Oh,
you can dive. Having the time of your life. See that girl.
Then you'll write the song.
Okay, let's go to the phone calls. 888-787-1310. We start off with James in Dallas. You're up first.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, James.
So, Justin Montemayor, I saw the video of him on the scooter. Why haven't y'all pulled him aside? I mean, I know he's funny, but he's obese, and he looked like the most unhealthy person I've ever seen. And I'm actually worried about the guy's weight.
Wait a second. You want us to pull
aside...
And you know
that he has swamp crotch, too.
Hold
you?
On, George. You want us to pull aside Justin Montemayor and tell him that he's overweight? Don't you
he's
think
obese.
That he knows his own
obese.
Situation?
He's obese.
Right.
Okay. Well,
and he's aware.
I'm sure he's aware of it, and maybe he's trying to deal with it.
You think
hey,
you're the first to notice it?
The second thing is, Gordo, are you surprised about the Coco response? Because it's greatness.
That people love it so much?
Yes.
I'm not surprised, because Coco is a beloved figure and always has been, and I knew the P1s would embrace her.
You did not.
And the
There's
only thing
throwaway.
I don't understand is why George refuses to get on board with 99.100% of the rest of America in loving
now,
Coco.
There's an uprising against Coco.
There
it's
is no uprising.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling
there
you.
There is.
Of all characters that we've introduced here on the station, I don't think any of them have gotten as much positive response as Coco.
I would agree with that. And, George, how can you hate that face?
Look at that face. George, you
know, like
she's so
gorillas.
Sweet.
I like your everyday gorilla. I just
Coco
don't like
sit for portrait with George. Coco want to go to Olin Mills with George and get some prom pictures made.
Surprised Olin Mills is in your vocabulary. 2,000 words.
All right, let's go to Matt. No, we'll go to Keith in Las Colinas. You're on the ticket.
Hey, morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, I got two questions. I'll let you guys pick movie questions or a weather question.
First, take your hand off the phone when you're talking to us. We can't hear you. You're muddy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Are you on Bluetooth?
You toothing?
No, it's just my phone. I worked out a phone, so I might be a little dusty in my microphone.
What?
It's a bad connection.
Yeah. What were you? Okay, well. Odd ending there. Ben in Whitesboro, you're on the ticket with the Musers.
Hey, guys, I got a question for you. If LeBron James does good and say he takes him far into the playoffs, do you think that the Kobe fans will give him more support? Because as you've seen, as the guy who painted the mural in Los Angeles, people kept vandalizing his mural just because they don't feel like he's the king of LA because he hasn't shown them anything.
I just lost interest in all that, but you guys want to answer?
Yeah, I'll take this one.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Blake and Frisco, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. I wanted to see what you thought was a bigger case of convenience store give up. And let me just pre-say I have seen both of these in person.
Okay.
So, number one case is the guy that buys a bunch of scratch-offs, doesn't even play the game, just scratches off the barcode and puts it under the reader. Or
that is beaten. That is really beaten.
Or a guy who tries to buy a Bud Ice 40-ounce with a check.
God.
Oh my gosh.
That's beaten. Really bad.
I think the second one's more beaten. Because the first guy could just, you know, he could have his wheels on. He just is impatient.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my take on it. George and Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I hate to bring this up. I know y'all are beaten down by it, but the conspiracy theorist fella,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have discussed this. I listen to it all, but I think I can debunk the flat earth thing with the simple comment about the flushing toilet, how the toilet swirls one direction in the northern hemisphere, and in the southern hemisphere it swirls the opposite direction. Doesn't that, in fact, prove that the Earth is round and it's spinning at the same time?
No.
Yes, you're saying the existence of hemispheres would certainly prove a spherical object, right?
Right, and then, you know, if my toilet's swirling clockwise when I flush it, and there's some dude in Australia's toilet...
Here we got it. Cam and Richardson, you're on the ticket.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Got a quick animal mercy killing story for y'all real quick.
Oh, God.
And, I love these.
Yeah. My last Christmas, I was visiting my parents, and my mom started screaming in the kitchen and said that there's a big mouse in a glue trap. And we go in there. I see the mouse. It's struggling with everything it's got to get out of the glue trap.
He sounds like James Brennan.
It does a little bit. By the way, glue traps are completely inhumane for rodents.
And as it was struggling, my mom and all my brothers wanted to just throw the mouse with the glue trap away in the trash can. With it living.
Oh,
yeah, and I said, no, we're not doing
that.
Living. So I took it outside in the front yard with a hammer and I smashed its head in on the
concrete. Oh, man.
So tense.
Well, that's better than throwing it in the trash, I guess.
See, yeah, and I feel for you because this is the unfair thing about it. You're the one doing the right thing and you come
He's
off looking
jerk.
Like a jerk. And that's wrong.
Yeah, they were all screaming at me not to do it.
What a scene.
Don't laugh.
Well, I thought it was funny.
Well, I'm thank you for doing the right thing.
You're welcome, and thank you for what you've done to your body.
Oh, okay, that's very nice.
You're welcome.
It's very kind of you. Thank you. Do you want one quick funny?
Sure.
Audio funny? Okay, you remember when we raised the pitch of George's voice during a conversation and he ended up sounding like Mike Soroy?
Yeah.
Mike Soroy? I found that.
Oh, see, that was funny.
Okay, listen. I think all inventors are that way.
Why would you ever agree to go into a experimental submarine?
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible.
That is George.
That sound like
it sounds
Soroy.
Just like Soroy. I think all inventors are that way.
Why would you ever agree to go into a experimental submarine?
What do you mean? Aren't all submarines experimental?
Yeah, I would never go on any submarine, but if some spare comes up to me and says, hey,
he's a Danish inventor.
I invented this submarine. Want to go for a ride?
Invented one of the greatest pastries of all time, Giorgio.
The Danish. George could not handle the submarine.
No.
Not with your claustrophobia.
No.
Gosh, I'd love to take a submarine ride. Are there any submarines around here?
Listen, yeah. They're all over the place.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place. An idiotic conversation. All right.
They have metal bats, too, which I didn't realize until I got there.
Sounds just like it. Jeremy and Joshua, you're on the ticket.
You.
I'm going to bail this segment out because the P1s have let you down. I'm tired of hearing people say, hey, guys, or I have two questions. It's just crazy. But have y'all read Chris DeFrancis' thesis on the flat earth theory?
Mm-mm.
Yep.
No, I haven't.
So Chris and his co-writer, Charlie Walker, they wrote a thesis about the flat Earth theory, and really, it doesn't exist. I just
the thesis doesn't.
No,
you're just trying to get your buddies' names on the radio or something.
They're not my buddies; they're my enemies.
That's so weird.
Yeah, he really.
Thanks for bailing us out.
Yeah, thanks for bailing us out there.
Brian and Austin, you're on the ticket.
Newsers.
Brian.
Hey, I got a good roadkill story for you.
Okay. Why is everyone overly casual this morning on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still asleep. I'm in Nebraska, in the middle of nowhere. I run over a rabbit, and immediately upon hitting the rabbit, a hawk hits the windshield.
Let's try to end with a flourish if we can.
All right. Gene and Carrollton, you're on the ticket.
Now you're talking.
Okay, my friends. How are you there?
Hey, buddy Gene. Okay.
I just want to give you a call and let you know I'm still alive here in Carrollton.
Okay, we good, because you're, what, 72 or 73 now?
Yeah, 72 still.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, I want to mention George. You know, you said you on vacation you went to the Myers, and I know you went to see your...
Oh, yeah, AT&T, the Wind Spear,
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, you know, George, I don't know if you were there when they had a great... the concert where they have, like, Rachmaninoff or Beethoven or any of the classical things, because to hear the 40-piece band and the orchestra and the acoustics are so magnificent.
Yeah.
So if you haven't, you should, you and your wife, for your honeymoon, go see at the Meyerson, because it's a great...
Good idea.
That is a good idea. That's a good tip.
Yeah, the Meyerson's great, too.
Yes, yes, sure. Hey, and, you know, Craig, I enjoyed your talk about Alaska and
Thank
stuff,
you.
All the information. You know, Craig, there's a great movie out there about 15 years ago, if you could find it. It's called The Edge with Anthony Hopkins.
Okay.
And Alex Baldwin. It's a fantastic movie about Alaska, and you see, you know, all the beauty of Alaska. And it's a great movie.
Okay,
you know?
Good. I'll look for it.
And, you know, Gordon, now, I know you like sci-fi movies, but it's a great movie. In 1959, it came out, and I imagine you've seen it already. The Day the Earth Stood Still.
You know, I've never actually watched it. It's certainly a classic movie.
Please, if you can, you Craig and Gordon, look up this stuff, because the movies... are fantastic.
Good.
And it gives you a lot of insight into
stuff,
you know. And you were talking about Payne Stewart last week, and of course, like all of us, especially Gordon, yeah, Payne Stewart is his father, and my father also, but the second is JFK. And the reason why I say that is because I was 17 years old, and I live through the assassination and the 4 days I had to sit there with my mother and father.
You'll never forget
my mother crying. It was, Craig, it was probably the four saddest days of my life.
Yeah, Craig.
You know, that's what everybody from that era says, that was just like the most depressing moment they've ever experienced.
The Payne Stewart thing?
No, the JFK thing.
Oh.
Your big deal.
JFK assassination, sure.
Hey, your dad was connected. Did he say anything weird about the Kennedy assassination?
Well, see, he assumed that the mob whacked him, poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then after that, you know, it's just like the motion picture executive action. I'll give you a lot of information there. But listen, anything is a possibility, because, you know, United States government, of course, you can't blame them. They're never going to tell you about ancient alien technology.
Right.
They're never going to tell you about UFOs or USOs, unidentified submerged objects.
Oh, and yeah, we haven't gotten into that.
Messy.
About assassinations in the last couple of years. So they're going to hide everything as long as they can before... All this stuff about ancient life.
George has diarrhea.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, I'm. But it's all coming out, because now the freedom.
It's all coming out. That's for sure.
And they're bringing more and more stuff out, whether you believe it or not. See, I keep getting in tapes from ancient alien theories and everything.
All right.
So yeah. I'm into that. But you know what it is? I'm
kind
not
up against it, Gene.
we're up against it,
yeah,
Gene.
Yeah, we got to run, Gene.
Okay, guys.
All right, have a good weekend.
Love you guys.
Love you, Gene.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too. There he is. All Gene, right. Our 72-year-old P1. Always good to hear from him. I just heard from Don Winspear. He said that he was hoping that George would say his name one more time and he would mystically appear like Beetlejuice as you're saying the Winspear name over and over again.